Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Take me to the King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is listening all night long. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. We welcome you back, amen, to the 7 p.m. Bible study, amen, at 8 p.m. And first, giving honor to God, Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life, amen, and to my wife, and to my pastors, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, amen, to the ABM, amen, front line, and to the ABM family, praise God, and to, amen, all of our radio and internet listeners out there, amen, praise God, Norway, France, U.S., and our new partner, Australia, amen, praise God, and giving a shout-out to North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee, and California, amen. Praise God be unto you on this evening, amen. Amen. We had a grand time this morning, amen, praise God. Amen. We was in 1 Thessalonians and we was talking about giving God the thanks in everything. Amen. Praise God. And you know, that's what we need to keep doing. Stay in the press of giving God the thanks. Because he deserves it all. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you right now, amen, amen, amen. It ain't nothing that I haven't asked God, amen, to do or to bring me out of that he haven't done it. Amen. Because he's just that kind of God. Amen. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and bring our own Mother Jackson on in to pray us on in, praise God. Mother Jackson.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you once more. I'm going to say I know how. First of all, I give you the honor, God, who's the head of my life, and to Minister Smith, Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and every member of the ADM member. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come back to your throne this afternoon, God, just thanking you, God, thanking you for just keeping us for as a time as this. In the name of Jesus, God, we come to you again, God, asking you to create in us a clean heart, to renew the right spirit within us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. We come just saying thank you, God, because you've been so good to us in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is today, God. Oh, God, we realize you said by your stripes we are healed, so we are healed, God. Let us begin to thank you for it. Let us begin to thank you for it each and every day, God, because you've been so good to us, God. You've been a mind regulator for us, God, because some of us should have been in a mental institution right now, God. But we thank you, God, that you kept us from it in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we still continue to lift up our families to you, God. Continue to shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Save, deliver, and direct their footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Put a fence, a shield of protection around them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We constantly lift up the ones that's been in this hurricane, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, I realize, God, I give little Oboche, since we are not in it, some of us don't even have passion, God, enough to just cry out for those who come to Oboche, those victims, God. But I pray today, God, that you shield and protect them, God. Keep them in a special way, God. Let them continue to hold on to the faith that they have, God. We pray, God, that you continue to just keep them closed, God, warm, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. You're a mighty good God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You fed us when we was hungry, God. You kept a shelter over our head when we didn't even have a shelter, God. You touched man and woman hard, God, to gave up unto us, God, so we can say thank you just for that, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift every minister that it is again, God, up to you, God. Let us continue to keep them lifted up to you, God. Your servant, out of the most, God. The one that cry out your truth, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to shield them and protect them, God. Give them traveling mercy up and down the highways and the byways, God. Oh, God, make a way out of no way for them, God. Pour into them, God, the most, God, as they pour out to us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and don't forget their wives, God. Continue to let them walk side by side. I don't know about you, God. Strengthen them like never before, God. We thank you for every first lady, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for healing the babies in the mighty name of Jesus, God, the one that was born with AIDS, the one that was born handicapped, oh, God, I know you're a good healer, God, because I realize that you healed me, in 2004, God, I thank you, Lord, for making a way for me, God, in the same way that you made a way for me, God, you can make a way for other people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to lay before you, God, and like never before, God. Oh, God, let us, take our mind state on you, God. Oh, that you can give us that perfect peace, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your perfect peace, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue to raise us up. The strong soldiers, God, that keep our head in position, God, our ears open, God, and let us constantly pray, as we watch, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this afternoon, God, because you didn't have to even do it, God. We might have woke us up this morning, God, but this time, we might have been getting a phone call, God, that said somebody don't pass away. So we thank you, God, for every breath, that you allow us to breathe, God. We thank you for every heartbeat, God, of Moshe, that you have our heart to beat, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to lift our elderly ones up to you, God. Shield and protect them, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to let them pour out the wisdom, God, that you have poured into them, God, and let some young person, oh, God, to have an ear to hear this. Just sit down and listen to what an elder person has to say. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the woman of God, the woman of wisdom, God, that's going to bring the word tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us open our spiritual ears up and hear what she has to say, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, bend and bow the head and bow down. I pray, God, be encouraged today. Because Jesus is the way. He's the may way. He's whatever you want him to be. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray for the ones that still right there in the world, God. In the name of Jesus, God. I still pray for the sinner man today, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you save them, God. Change their heart, God. Break all the hardness down, God, where it's been disappointment, hurt, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But most of all, God, my prayer is for them, God. Draw them near to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Begin to shake them, so their spirit can be awakened in the mighty name of Jesus. God. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, God. So we realize, we can't even live for you, live a holy life, God. Let's be filled with your Holy Spirit, God. Let's speak that will guide you to our truth, in the mighty name of Jesus. When you get ready to go do something wrong, it'll let you know, that's not the way, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to teach us to be honest to one another, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us yield to your Holy Spirit, God. I'm allowed to step before you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank thank you this day, God. We give you the glory. We honor you, God. We can't forget to just say thank you all day long. We say thank you. It begins to flow off our lips of clay because you've been so good to us, God. We thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we pray in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, 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 Mother Jackson, for that beautiful anointed prayer, amen. And we just thank God for that. Amen, praise God. And we ought to pray for those, amen, that are in distress out in Texas, amen. And I know because I have family there too, praise God. Praying for them, amen. Praying that God, amen, will deliver them out of the distress. Amen. Of the water.
Amen.
That the water will abate. Amen. Amen. Remember, God told us he wasn't going to flood the earth anymore. He said the next time that he will come, it will be by fire. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
So praise God with these hurricanes, the things that are coming. Amen. Praise God from the atmosphere of this earth. Amen. Praise God. Still can cause turmoil. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for each and every prayer that is thrown out for Texas. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And we pray for those, amen, that are bereaved at this time. Amen. That God will strengthen the family units and the family members. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. But greater is coming. Amen. The Lord Jesus is back on his way. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Amen. Praise God. For the word says to get your house in order.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. For Jesus is surely coming back. Praise God. Amen, amen. Well, we're going to get ready now, praise God, to bring on the woman of God, Mother Helen, to come on in and do a drive-by in the Word of God. So are you ready? And if somebody's ready, tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
and give him a yes, Lord. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Mother Helen,
Lord.
Press one. Come on with the drive-by. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mother Helen.
Press
one and come on in.
Mother Helen.
Press one, Mother Helen, and come on in. Well, amen. At this time, praise God, you just take a moment and give God the glory and the praise for bringing greater things our way on today. Praise God.
Amen.
He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way.
Amen.
Praise God. He didn't have to do it.
No,
and you know, nothing is missing and nothing is broken, praise God. But everything that God has given us, it's been working on. Praise God. And so we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
So let's take a few moments and give God the praise and the honor.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm little, yes, God. Hey, yes, Lord, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Jesus. I'm little, okay. Yes, Jesus. I'm little, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen, 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 amen. Come by here, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Oh, yes.
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 Oh, yes, Lord. It's coming. It's coming. Amen.
Yes. Yes, it becomes honorable. Yes, yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes.
We give God the glory. We give Him the honor. We give Him the thanks. Because
amen.
Of our greater is coming. And we don't have to wait on our greater.
Amen.
When we have a daddy like our daddy. Amen. Praise
yes,
God.
Amen.
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 All we
Amen.
Got to do is just ask.
Just ask.
And it shall be given. Knock. And the door shall be opened.
Yes.
Amen. Unto him who asketh. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes,
and believing.
By
faith.
By faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Mother Walker, are you there? Press one and come on in, Mother Walker. Amen. Amen. Looks like we're having some technical difficulties with Mother Walker. So what we're going to have is we're going to have my own, amen, wife, Sister Smith, come in. Amen. Praise God. And give us a little bit from the Word of God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Good evening, saints. I can't do that drive-by like Mother Walker, but I'm going to come to you from Psalms 34, verses 17 and 18. And it reads as, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and he delivers them out of all their troubles. And tonight we're going to talk about achieving that victorious life. Achieving that victorious life, it comes when we live in deep dependence on God. A lot of people usually associate victory with success. Not falling, or when they're stumbling, not even when they make mistakes. But those of us that are successful in our own strength, they tend to go their own way. They don't depend on God. They forget all about God. They forget all about where everything that they have comes from. Saints, on tonight, we have to depend on God for everything. And that's how we achieve that victorious life, is by depending on Him and trusting Him. And you know, lots of times we all go through so many things. We have problems, we have failures in our life, We have weaknesses. We have neediness. And those are the times that we need to learn to rely on God, to trust Him for everything, to meet every need, every problem, anything that we're going through. True dependent saints is not simply asking God to bless what we have decided to do. True dependence is coming to God with an open mind and an open heart, inviting God to plant desires within us. God may not infuse within you a dream that seems within your reach, but you know that God said that whatever we go out to do, that He would equip us. So if He gives us that dream, He's going to make it within our reach. You know that in yourself, saints, that you can't achieve anything without God. But the world doesn't know that. They're always trying to achieve things on their own without seeking God first. We've got to seek God first. And that's what we call our journey, a profound reliance on God. It's called a faith walk. And we take that faith walk one step at a time, leaning on God as much as we need to. This is not a path of continual success, but a walk where we often have problems, where we have multiple failures, and we just go through so much devastation in our lives, but it's called a safe walk. However, when we're on this path, every time we have a failure, it's followed by a growth spurt, saints, nourished by increased reliance on God. Enjoy. Yes.
Hello.
Mother Helen.
Hello.
Mother Helen. Mother Helen.
Amen. Praise God. We just had a few technical difficulties there. But in order to achieve that victorious life, we got to learn to be totally dependent on God for everything. So we need to deepen our dependence on God. So on tonight, saints, we just need to learn and know that everything that we have comes from God. Total dependence we need to give Him. So I thank you for allowing me to come forth. And I'm going to turn this back in the hands of Pastor Smith.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We thank. Amen. Praise God. Minister Smith, amen. My wife, amen, for those encouraging words. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And you know, sitting there while she was bringing forth the word, you know, a thought came in my mind, you know, that when we have infants and our children, how they have to depend on the parents. Amen. They have to depend on us, praise God, to take care of them. Amen. Praise God. And so we are just like those infant children to our Father God. Amen. Praise God. That he takes care of us. He gives us, amen, our needs. He supplies every one of them, praise God. Amen. According to his riches in glory. Amen. Praise God. So on tonight, praise God, as we meditate, amen, in our prayer closets on the Lord, amen, it's something to think about. Amen. What if God didn't do for us? What if God didn't answer our prayers? Amen. What if God didn't protect us? Amen. What if God didn't bring us out of any trial and tribulation? What if, my Lord, praise God. But we don't have to worry about that on tonight, saints, praise God, because we got a God that'll never leave us, hallelujah, or never forsake us, praise God. Never, amen. So we give God the praise. We give God the honor. We give God the thanks, amen, for all things and everything, amen. 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 What can separate us from the love of God? Amen. What can, saints? Amen. Can tribulation? Amen. And the Greek word for that is dokimasia. Amen. Which means affliction or distress. Amen. Or how about persecution? Amen. To separate us from the love of God. In the Greek for that, katadiox, dioxy, means to pursue. Amen. Amen. And so the enemy tries to pursue us in everything that we do, amen, to give God the honor and the glory. And then for God to turn around, amen, and to praise and to bless us. Amen. But don't you let nobody turn you around. Don't you let nothing turn you around. Amen. From the love of God. Amen. 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 God's love is everlasting. Amen. And what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. Praise God. Let nothing separate you from the love of God. Amen. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, amen, amen, as a ransom and a sacrifice. How will he now also with him graciously give us all things? Amen. And that word graciously is meant to mean more. Amen, praise God. Abundance or a lot. He graciously does that. Amen, for us. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? Amen. We are God's elect. We've been bought with a price. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It is God who justifies. Amen. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. Amen. For all of us. More than that, who was raised? Amen. Who is at the right hand of God, amen, who indeed is interceding for us, praise God, amen, who shall separate us from the love of Christ, amen. So shall tribulation separate us? or distress, amen, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or danger, or the sword. As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, I just thank God, amen, because, you know, God really does watch out for us. And if we, amen, praise God, commit, amen, to seeking his face, amen, giving him the thanks and the praise, amen, for our daily lives and the things that he do for us, praise God, through his word, through miracles, amen, praise God. What a mighty God we serve, saints. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If God be for you, I said, if God be for you, who can be against you? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. God is a good God. He'll never leave you, nor will he forsake you. Amen. He'll never turn his back on you. Praise God. He'll never kick you to the curb. Hallelujah. Praise God. But rather like Brother Paul, he will pick you up. Amen. Amen. And if Jesus has to reach way down to pick you up, don't you know he'll do that? Because he loves us just that much. Amen. So stay in the press, saints. Keep on pushing. Amen. 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 Our prize is near. Jesus is on his way back. Amen. And we need to tell somebody about the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ in the world on today. Amen. So give him the praise, give him the thanks. Hallelujah, for what a mighty God that we serve. Amen. Brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Praise God. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God. Now, Father God, I pray. I pray on today, Lord God, God, that you will give your people, Lord God, what they need to sustain them on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, send forth blessing, miracles, signs, and wonders upon your people, Lord God, as never before, Lord God. Father God, that we can go out into the world, Lord God, and spread your good news and gospel about your son, Jesus Christ, and how he died on the cross at Calvary for our sins. Amen. Praise God. God, that we don't have to sin anymore. We don't have to lie anymore. We don't have to cheat and steal anymore. We don't have to backbite anymore. But rather, Lord God, we can go out and be a help to building your kingdom in these last and evil days. Lord, I ask that you bless every ear that's listening to this broadcast. Bless every home in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against it prosper, no evil befall them, no plague, no calamity come nigh their dwelling place, Lord God. But Father, rather let all our sufficiency be in you in the name of Jesus. So whatever the need on tonight, Lord God, whether it's healing, Lord God, whether it's bringing out a trial or tribulation, Father God, whether it's getting closer to a son or a daughter, a husband or a wife, amen, praise God. Praise God. God, make it so. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. And God, we're going to believe by faith, now faith, that it's already done in Jesus' name. And Father, we constantly pray for the state of Texas. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you redeem your people, Lord God, out of the distress. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for your wisdom and your knowledge being upon us on today. In the name of the Father, Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, saints, we're just about done. Amen. And just a few announcements, remember. Amen. Praise God for the month of September. We're going to be going into our church anniversary. Praise God. That will be done every Sunday at 11 a.m. Amen. Praise God. And that'll be at the Crown Plaza Hotel, 1325 Virginia Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. Amen. 30344. Just off I-85, right next to it. Can't miss it. Amen. Praise God. Come on out. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Bring a neighbor. Bring a friend. Bring a family member. Amen. And have a good time and get your blessing in the Lord. Amen. Because we're going to have a mighty good time. You might as well come on out. Praise God. Don't forget also for the month of September, prayer and fasting. Amen. So very important, so vital. Amen. Praise God. In building our strength and giving God the praise and the glory. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So ADM, I tell you, let's get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen. We have some power-packed speakers, amen, for every Sunday. Amen. So let's do our part, ADM members. Let's do our part. Let's come out. Amen. Let's bring somebody out. Amen. For our church anniversary. Amen. Praise God. Let's make our pastor and first lady, amen, happy. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And don't forget about during the week. Amen. Prayer on Monday nights, Tuesday to Friday, 7 a.m. Amen. And then on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget it. Jot it down on your calendars. Put it in your smart book. Put it in your phone somewhere. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I hope that somebody receives something tonight. Amen. From our Bible study nugget and lesson. Amen. Praise God. And hopefully next week we'll have Mother Helen to come on in with a drive-by. We had some technical difficulties. But praise God, we're praying that she will be there next Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Amen. Amen. So if you want to receive your drive-by word from the Lord, tune in next Wednesday night with Mother Helen. Praise God. Amen. Just like to give a shout out, amen, praise God, to all the pastors and ministers, amen, praise God, and the prophets over at ADM, amen, in the front line, amen, praise God. Let us be about our Father's business. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I just tell you, saints, let us let nothing separate us from the love of God. Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. Until we meet again. Amen. And for those of you on Sunday, I'll see you on Sunday at 11 a.m. Amen. At 8 a.m. Amen. God bless you. Good night. Come on, let him know.
myself away so you can use me. I give myself away.
What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them,
here I am. Here I am.